Hello, my name is Riley, your automated guide. If you've just had an orgasm, you're ready to have your first set of multiple G-spot orgasms. Press and rub your G-spot. Use one or two fingers or a dildo to press and rub. It may take some time before pressing and rubbing your G-spot feels pleasurable. Remember not to touch your clitoris. Do feel free to touch other areas of your body, like your breasts and butt. Press and rub your G-spot continuously. Try varying the position and motion of your hand. If you're using your fingers, try the come hither motion. Increase the pressure bit by bit. A rise in pressure leads to a rise in arousal. When you orgasm, savor it. Continue to press and rub your G-spot and just listen. As you press harder and harder, heat and arousal will rise. Breathe. 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 Breathe steadily and regularly before, during, and after you orgasm. Continue to press and rub, increasing the pressure gradually over time. Press and rub your G-spot constantly before, during, and after you orgasm. If you need to, you can pause this guide now and continue once you experience a G-spot orgasm. If you've just had a G-spot orgasm, you're ready to give yourself another one. Continue to press and rub your G-spot. Keep the pressure and intensity like you had for the orgasm you just enjoyed. Unlike your clitoris, your G-spot doesn't get overly sensitive. Keep constant pressure. When you orgasm, savor it. And again, just listen. Take your time to enjoy. Continue to breathe. 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 Focus on your breath. If the intensity grows too much, ease off a bit on the pressure you apply to your G-spot. If you need to, you can pause this guide now and continue once you experience at least one G-spot orgasm. Stop touching your G-spot. It is time to recover and review your homework. Take two slow, deep breaths. Move your arms, legs, hands, feet, fingers, and toes as needed to lower your arousal level. Listen to your heartbeat ease while you relax. Savor the experience. breathe. Do G-spot and clitoral orgasms feel the same? Clitoral orgasms are typically shorter and spiky or sharp. G-spot orgasms are a bit longer and more rounded. For homework, practice giving yourself 3 G-spot orgasms once before moving on to the next technique. You deserve all that pleasure. This same homework is listed in the description for this technique, in case you forget.